Tell me the story from the beginning.
Yeah.
This was in Poland, right?
In Poland.
When you were a girl.
In Poland. The Shabbos when you invite somebody from the shul named the Oirach of Shabbos.
Okay.
The Oirach of Shabbos.
Okay.
He went to the shul, it was Friday night, and after the services, everybody walks out from the shul, and they pay attention as by the oven, because the oven was warm.
Yeah.
Sits a poor man. They walked out. They didn't say nothing and they walked out. They let him sit.
Yeah.
And my grandfather should rest in peace. He always used to bank a Oirach for Shabbos. A man like this is a Oirach of Shabbos.
Maybe a poor man who doesn't
poor
have
man.
A place to go.
That's it.
You bring him home.
He brings him home. So this time he saw that everybody walks out and a poor man sits and he couldn't walk out. He said to the man, why didn't I take you to eat for dinner? So he said, I'm going to sit here. He said, no, you're not sitting here. You come with me. Mm-hmm. So naturally he came with him. When he came in, it was a poor man, not dressed nice, you know, with small children. A man used to work for them, but awesome worker, because they used to sell a lot of cracker stores. You know, they had stores, and so they had a horse.
Yeah.
So the boy didn't want to listen to the boy that drives the horse and buggy there. So he kicked him in the back, and he lost his voice. He became deaf, yeah.
Right, and it was your brother who was the boy?
Yeah, he didn't listen so quick to him. He kicked him in the back.
Your brother Matis?
Yeah,
he didn't listen
so quick. I want you to understand what I'm talking. I'll make it more plainer. Well, my grandfather was every Friday night at Oirach for Shabbos. Every Friday night he used to bring out a Oirach. Now, it happened one Shabbos that a lot of them was another poor man there by the oven. It's warm, winter, you know, it's cold.
Yeah, yeah.
Make the mind so good. So my grandfather should rest in peace. He observed that everybody walked out and they didn't pay attention to take this poor man to eat. The man looked buoyant, he looked sort of ugly, but it took him home. He should eat Friday night with us. So when he came on with him, so I said to my mother, Hannah Liebert, my mother, my grandmother, I brought you Oirach, give him quick to eat, because it was ugly to sit with him, but it was very poor, wound up. And then the brother, the fellow that drives the horse and buggy, he didn't listen quick to him, he kicked him in the back. And it accumulated pause, and he lost his speech.
And that was your brother, Matis?
That was my brother, Matis.
Okay.
So he couldn't talk. So he didn't want to go to the table to eat.
Yeah.
And this poor man that we brought from the shul, he was sitting, so my mother should rest in peace, tells him, you see this boy? She told him the story. He lost his speech and what had happened. So the poor man that they brought up, he said, what could I help you? Like I once said. She said, the way I talk to you, I see that you could tell me. Maybe you give me advice. Because he was 12 years, 11 years, I don't know.
It was for a long time that he wasn't speaking? He wasn't talking?
Nothing.
For a long time?
It accumulated pus.
In the back. He was
sick. Lost his speech.
He was sick.
She said, look, you see this boy? I see in you that you are a smart man. Why, she told him? Because a week before came a maggot. A maggot means a speaker to the town. And he speaks when he goes to shul and he speaks for people.
Yes.
So she said to him, last Saturday we had a speaker here to eat. Then my mother tells another story that a week before that this and this rabbi was here. So he listened all these things what my mother said. So Then she said, I see in you that you are a smart man. You could help me with that boy. Maybe you could tell me something. What can I do? He said, what can I help you? He shows his burned up. She necked him so long that he couldn't get out from that, from that necking. His name was Matas. Matas. He had a Moshe Rabbeinu's name.
He did?
Yes. So he said, Matas Moshe, come here. He gets up. He goes over to him. Bring me a little water. He goes, he listens everything for the man. Brings me a little water. He brought over a little water. He said, make a shackle. A shackle means a blessing. You know, they drink a vessel of water.
Mm-hmm.
And you make a shackle. Baruch HaTod, and I have a name of the Holy, a shackle means the water you drink. Zukta, make a shackle. So the brother made a shackle and he started talking. That opened the house in
your house.
So this man, the poor man,
yes,
he was one of the angels. She saw in him that he's not just been a plain angelah, you know, because in Europe they believe that it goes around angels, it flies around angels and this and that.
Must have been a Lamed Vav.
A Lamed Vav.
One of the angels. Okay.